Hey everyone, how are we going? Welcome to Open Source Growth. I'm your host, Dean Denny, founder and director of Owen Denny Digital, Australia's number one SaaS marketing agency. And I found myself with some idle time this morning between pruning back keywords in our company's AdWords account and waiting for my phone to charge. So I thought I would jump on here and have a very short personal development driven podcast today, which I believe could help you if you're in this position. It's really fascinating. I was having a conversation with my wife, Hannah, who also is our head of copy here at Owen Denny Digital. And we were talking about sales efforts and selling in general. And we had a friend over, and she's a business owner herself. I think she's at the very early stage of her business. And this woman was so brilliant. She's incredible. She came over here. She's overcome insurmountable odds. She runs these very small women-driven businesses, which help women unleash what's inside of them and enable them to grapple with all the traumatic events they've gone through and understand what sits really within them and then how to put one foot in front of the other to live a better life or not make the same mistakes that she's made. And she's truly a magnificent person. But she didn't know what I did for a living, which was really refreshing, to be frank. And this lady, she was talking to my wife, then talking to me and was asking, "Oh, can I pick your brain? If that's okay, because I've heard you're in marketing." Hannah obviously told her at this time. And typical me throwing down the old Joe Polish quote, "If you pick my brain, you're picking my pocket too." So if you're in professional services and people ask you to pick your brain and you can't stand it because you sell strategy for a living, always use that line. If you're going to pick my brain, you're picking my pocket. People get very defensive at that point, but that's just the truth of the matter. Anyway, let's get to the meat and potatoes of today. And because I saw where she's coming from and I could sense that she was a woman in need, I decided to help and listen and hear what was going on in her business. And she told me that she wanted to shut the thing down because too many other women in her area are launching very similar businesses, which are women's circles. And she was getting afraid of the fact that she was seeing people launch events where she would normally get 5 to 8 women there, and these other people would get 15 women there. And she was so deeply passionate about the work that she does. She's deeply competitive, you could tell, but she was smoke screening both Hannah and I with the fact that she wanted to shut it down because she's had too much of it and other people are more successful than her, which is complete bogus. And I took it upon myself to just give her the hard word and be like, "You're full of shit. You simply are afraid of competing. You're simply trying to sell yourself on your victim story. You're not able to grapple with the truth here in that you are afraid of marketing and advertising and selling." And then you just saw this look come over her face and she was just like, "Oh, marketing, oh man, it just takes so much. I hate using Canva. I hate advertising for myself. I hate trying to do all this stuff. I hate putting myself out there." And you're thinking, "Oh, wow, this is awful." But it's interesting. This person's assuming that, "Oh, wow, if I put myself out there, that means I'm going to get rejected more times." But on the flip side, doesn't that mean you'll get accepted more times? You'll actually go through enough through the law of averages. You'll go through enough prospects and you'll sell more people and you'll bring more people into your service and they'll be able to praise. And you've got that more opportunity to generate more advocates for your business and promote your business through word of mouth. So you could see that there was a lot of like inner things with this person, which were very challenging to overcome, but we got on top of it and we had some pretty good business chats. And like a lot of these small businesses that we see and evaluate, the bigger problem is that they just don't know who they serve and how they serve them. So they don't know who they serve, i.e. their target market, but what they actually do for them. What's that transformation they offer? Because again, people are just buying transformations at the end of the day. That was a big conversation, and I'm 100% certain that there could be 3 or 4 podcasts span off the back of this, off today's podcast. But what was really fascinating was the conversation I had with my wife afterwards. And I was talking to her about sales, and we were talking about rejection. And it's interesting that when people say, oh, I don't like sales because I'm going to get rejected, I used to be like, yeah, that's going to eat away at my self-esteem too. But through listening to so many sales trainings over the time and many ways to reframe your mindset around sales, rejection's actually a good thing. No isn't the most destructive word in your business. Believe it or not, it is far from it. See, yes is a great word for your business because that means you're decisive, you've done the deal and you keep moving forward, or this is confirmed. Yes is a very positive word in your business, but I want you to think this through. No is also a very positive word in your business. So yes and no are great words because they tell you what you have done or what you haven't done, what you do have or what you don't have. Is this the right fit or is it not? Like, these are amazing words, especially in the context of sales. See, the most destructive word isn't no. The most destructive in your word is simply not yes either. The most destructive word in sales, and I would argue in your business and in your life, is maybe. Let me repeat that again. The most destructive word in your business, in your selling, in your marketing, and in your life is maybe. Why? Maybe is a half-built bridge. Maybe is a half-built bridge which you step over the side of and you have a crack at doing something, but then you don't follow through. Maybe is lying in limbo in deep indecision and you're simply just putting off things. If you say, oh, I might do this one day, why aren't you doing it now? You may not have the resources and stuff like that. How about you just commit to doing it when you have the resources? Or say no and then just put it behind you and then focus on other things. See, maybe occupies your mind. Maybe gets in the way of you writing great ads. Maybe gets in the way of you being able to explore other opportunities and projects. Maybe slows your sales cycle down. Maybe clogs up your pipeline with all these half-built bridges, all these half-done deals, and you're perennially chasing your tail on things which rapidly decay in likelihood of closing in your sales process. See, the most destructive word in your business is maybe. It's never been no. See, when I look at rejection, I look at great. I'm one no closer to a yes because, probably speaking, 1 in 4 prospects that I speak with that are sales qualified are going to become clients because we understand the clients so damn well. However, what you see here with a lot of people is that they hang their dreams on maybes instead of yeses or nos. There's nothing worse that erodes your self-esteem than trying to go on a date with someone that might go out with you. Like, you've got to risk it for the biscuit, but get a definite answer. Definite answers, concrete information that enables you to move on with your life. It enables you to move on with your marketing funnel, your marketing campaigns, your sales promotion, your sales activity, your operations, your hiring. Guys, be real here. If you spoke to a builder and you asked him, hey, what soil are we building on? What soil are we digging into to lay these foundations? And he goes, oh, it may be sand, it may be this, it may be that. You would fire him because he's building your precious resource, your house, on incomplete information or information which he's simply guessing, or he's got no real idea of what's about to happen. If he did know, if he does know what he's drilling into or what he's digging into, you'd be fine. You'd be good. Great. Okay. If you don't know what you're drilling into, okay, great. How do we find out what we are drilling into? Not this maybe thing and then going after it. It doesn't work out. So if I can give you something today for your business and for your life, I think it's so totally, and it's so insidiously destructive to have maybes in your life. If your wife or your husband asks you, hey, let's go to Bali this year, can we do it? Say yes or no. Or if you say no, come to an alternative and actually create some concrete plans. Develop some certainty in your life. Because certainty enables people to be competent. Competence breeds confidence, enables you to level up and take bigger risks, which enables your life to be bigger than it was before. Like, guys, come on. So next time you see yourself in your business using the word maybe, realize that you are killing yourself. You are eating away. You are clogging up your brain. You're clogging up your mind, your headspace, your capacity to be able to think clearly. Whenever you stuff a maybe in there, you're creating a door that's ajar. You're committing to building a bridge which leads nowhere. But when you say yes or no, you can get somewhere. Guys, that's it today. I thought I would drop this one. I've been really excited to talk about this topic today. I do love the personal growth side of things in business, because business is truly related to your personal growth in so many ways. And businesses often stop growing when the personal growth stops. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate every single one of the listeners that tune into this on a weekly basis. Guys, it's insane. We're seeing 100% growth in the number of listeners, and also the 100% growth this month alone in the number of listens we've had to this podcast. So I thank you all for tuning in. I really appreciate and love you all. If you've got anything you want to hear, feel free to drop me a line. dean.denny@owendenny.com. You can check out my email address in the show notes. But again, if you found this episode truly valuable, or you think that there's someone who could benefit from this information, share this podcast, like this podcast, subscribe to this podcast, give this podcast a 5-star review. Do whatever you can to promote and share this, because again, we don't get paid to do this. We're never going to stuff an ad in front of your face with this podcast. We may have a cool jingle at the start soon. I'm writing one. That's going to be the focus of another podcast very, very shortly. But I just want to say, don't give up. Focus on your dreams. Take action every day. And remember, don't ever let the word maybe enter your vocabulary. Guys, it's been an absolute hoot. Thank you so much for tuning in today. God bless. Stay safe. And if you do need help with your direct response advertising efforts, your Facebook marketing efforts, or anything to do with your SaaS company wanting to achieve T2, D3 growth this year, you know what to do. Jump on our website, owendenny.com, schedule a 10-minute friendly chat, and we'll speak there. I'll talk to y'all soon. Cheers for now. Bye.